let's bring this into an experience now. Okay, so if you need to take a bit of a break or, you know, readjust yourself or whatever you need to do, just let yourself be comfortable. Let yourself be easy. Taking a deep, deep breath. Letting that breath go up through your head and down to your feet. Just letting the breath soften, soothe, relax. All the muscles, all the fatigue. Just letting yourself be easy. And some of you are joining us. Welcome. We're just entering a space of quiet meditation, relaxation right now. So just feel free to join us. And thank you for joining us. If you are experiencing emotions coming up, that's okay. The inner teacher is in charge. And the inner teacher knows exactly what is needed for your healing. So let yourself breathe. Let yourself be with whatever is. Whatever is in your mind, whatever is around you, whatever seems to be happening in this body. Let's just be with it. Spirit, we are here that we may learn miracles replacing grievances, the healing of separation. We are here ready and willing to learn. So I'm going to invite you to bring to your mind a person, or it could be just the situation. It could be the coronavirus itself. It could be a country. It could be a group of people, a society. It could be the president. It could be political systems. Whatever it is that comes, just take one. Bring them to your mind. Let them be there. And say, Spirit, I feel discomfort, perhaps around this situation. It's bringing up so much discomfort in me. Please help me. Please help me. And we can look at this person, this situation, this event, and say, I want to know there is light in you, but I don't know if it's possible I will see this light. I need help here. But I'm willing. The physical eyes, the physical ears have reported all the ways that you are wrong and doing wrong and have done wrong. And if you see yourself opposite you because you have been holding yourself in a grievance, that's okay too. So all I can seem to see is what's not right, what should be different. But I'm willing. And see if you can see even a speck of light. Just a speck, a molecule in this situation. See if you can breathe your heart open. Breathing the heart open in the places there's hurt, places that it hurts to open them. As you're breathing your heart open, asking Spirit, love, light to be there and help you, all the angels, all the gods and goddesses, whatever is your belief system, the ancient elders, they are all with you in this moment. They know your pain. They are holding the entire earth. As the giant mother, father, spirit would hold. So they can hold your heart. Ask them to be with you. And as you breathe, little baby breaths, baby gentle breaths, breathing your heart open, releasing the fatigue, releasing sorrow, whatever needs to be released. Let the light grow in that which is in front of you. You see, it's all connected. Your heart opening, the light expanding, your heart opening. We are one. We are truly, truly one. We have been mistaken about each other. We have lived lives of fear. And the fear has become grief. And the grief might have become anger. But now, we can bring all of that here. Deep breath, let it go down to your toes and up to your head and just soften, even just a little soften. Let miracles of light replace all grievances. I will there be light. I bring you that which I thought was unforgivable into the light. I bring all of you into this light and love. Because in your healing lies my healing. In my healing lies yours. Please forgive me that I was not able to see the light. I forgive myself that I was not able to see the light. We are all doing the best we can with the awareness we have, with the awareness we have had. This is a time to release all grievances, to bring them all to the light again and again and again, as often as we feel a grievance arise in our awareness. We have this mighty medicine of light. And we have these healers from the past, the elders, medicine men and medicine women, gods and goddesses, the Christ vision, the Buddha medicine healers, the bodhisattvas. They are all here. So we give this to them because we really don't know what to do with this pain and this suffering. We really are clueless. But they know. And they are this loving, loving mother, father, one spirit, beloved child, come to me. Lay down your burdens. Lay down your defenses. Let this light breathe your heart open. Let this light expand in whatever situation you brought to this beautiful altar. There is more than enough light. It is infinite, endless, enough for everyone, and no one is excluded. Everyone is welcome. There is room. Do not stand outside. The doors are open. Let yourself inside. Come out of the storm, beloved child. Come out of the storm. Let yourself cry. Let yourself experience whatever is coming up. But do it here, where we can hold you, where we can soothe you and comfort you. Beloved child, you are adored and loved beyond what you can ever imagine. We love you. We join in gratitude now for this beautiful experience. And whatever we experienced here was perfect. Whatever our experience was, it was part of the healing of the whole. All the healers, the masters, the guides, the teachers, Jesus, Buddha, Rama, Krishna, Durga, Dada Bhagwan, all are with us and so grateful to us, each one of us, for our willingness. We are needed in this time. We are needed for this healing work we are doing so we can shine a light. So we come in, we replenish, we restore, we rejuvenate, we take care of ourselves. So then we can bring this to all our brothers and sisters throughout the world. They are all here with us. And miracles do not obey the laws of time. They are beyond time, above time. They are timeless. So we know these miracles are spreading like waves. We don't know when, we don't know where, but we don't have to worry about that either. We are just responsible to allow these seeds to be planted in our consciousness and to water them, and then allow them to grow once we share them with others in the way that is the best for the highest good of all. And the masters and healers are in charge of that. That is not our responsibility. So we give gratitude for this joining. I bow to the space of love light in each one of you, in each one of you listening later. Thank you, thank you, thank you, namaste.